Ours is a Australian huntsman, Samuel Tarley said.
Do you like to hunt?
The fat boy shuddered. Oh, I ate it.
He looked as though he was going to cry again.
What's wrong now? John asked. Why are you always so frightened?
Sam stared at the last of his pork pie and gave a feeble shake of his head, too scared even to talk. A burst of laughter filled the hall. John heard Pip squeaking in a high voice. He stood.
Let's go outside.
The round fat face looked up at him, suspicious.
Why? What will we do outside?
Talk, John said. Have you seen the wall?
I'm fat, not blind, Samuel Tarley said. Of course I saw it. It's 700 feet high.
Yet he stood up all the same, wrapped a fur-lined cloak around his shoulders, and followed John from the common hall, still wary, as if he suspected some cruel trick was waiting for him in the night. Ghost padded along beside them.
I never thought it would be like this, Sam said as they walked, his words steaming in the cold air.
Already he was huffing and puffing as he tried to keep up.
All the buildings are falling down, and it's so...
cold? A hard frost was settling over the castle, and John could hear the soft crunch of grey weeds beneath his boots. Sam nodded miserably.
I hate the cold, he said. Last night I woke up in the dark, and the fire had gone out, and I was certain I was going to freeze to death by morning.